How many of you have ever been to the doctor? You all have been to the doctor, almost all of you. Okay, let me ask you this question. How many of you have ever gotten a shot? Ooh, is that everybody too? Oh boy, did it hurt? Do you know why you got a shot? Like, what did they tell you, like, why you were getting a shot? Do you know? Yeah? You're going to maybe get sick. That's right. Most of the shots that you guys get are called vaccinations. And those vaccinations are shots that are supposed to keep you from getting sick. And how they work is that they have to give you a shot in your blood. So it's got to be in your arm. It can't just be like something you take by mouth. Because what happens is that they give you broken down parts of like the illness, like little pieces of it, tiny, tiny pieces, so that when your body thinks it's getting that infection, it builds up antibodies. And these antibodies stay in your blood. And so if you get sick with this disease, you don't catch it. And so you get a vaccination against like the things that could kill you as a child and even as an adult. And that's why you get a lot of vaccinations. And they, you know. And today, you're kind of going to get the same thing. Now, it's not going to hurt, and it's not going to be a shot, okay? We're not going to give you that. And it's not going to be something you're going to get, it's someone you're going to get today. But today, Jesus is going to get into your blood. And what that means is, today, when Jesus gets in your blood, he's going to be with you forever. And he's going to be with you forever to help fight against anything that would make you sick spiritually. And it's going to help you with that. Now, I know I've talked to you all before at First Communion when I had you in the classes and stuff. I remember telling you that once you receive First Communion, it's sort of like you never can go back. Once you receive Jesus in your blood, it's never going to go away. He's never going to leave you. It's going to be something like you're going to have for your whole life, just sort of like a vaccination. And the more you receive Jesus, the stronger your body will get to be able to fight against things. And so the more you receive Jesus in communion, the stronger you will be. Just like the more vaccinations you get, the stronger your body gets against sickness. The more you receive communion, the more likely you're going to be able to be good, and the less likely you're going to be able to be to sin. Now, I may or may have not told you this, but you better learn it because you're going to hear it before you get older. There's three sins that I don't like. Have you ever heard that from me? All right, well, I want you to remember this for the rest of your lives. There's three sins that I don't like. I don't like lying. I don't like swearing, saying bad words. And I don't like gossiping. Now, you guys know what lying is, right? And you know what saying bad words is, right? Gossiping is sort of saying something bad around someone that you wouldn't say if they were there. So it's like something sneaky, like saying something bad about somebody, but you wouldn't say it if they were there because you'd feel embarrassed about it. That's what gossiping is. And why I don't like those sins is because those hurt you. Like your soul. So if you get mad at your brothers and your sisters and you have a fight, you can just say you're sorry and everybody's happy. But if you lie, people don't trust you. And you can't ever make me trust you again if I don't want to. Because once you lie, I can't tell if you're ever going to tell the truth. So there's some sins that hurt us. And that's why getting Jesus in our blood through communion makes it harder for you to commit those sins. Because every time you think about you want to lie or you want to say bad words or you want to talk bad about somebody, because Jesus is going to be in your blood, it's not going to feel right. It's not going to feel good. You're going to know you did something wrong. And it's sort of like you can go to confession, like you said, reconciliation, and you can get your sins forgiven. But communion, Eucharist, Jesus in your blood, prevents you from trying to sin in the first place. And I don't want you to lie. I want you to try never, ever to lie. I want you never, ever to say bad words, and I want you never, ever to talk about somebody bad that you wouldn't say in front of them. And having Jesus in your blood will help you do that. In our gospel today, we heard that his disciples didn't know what Jesus was going to do. He was going to come back, but they don't understand. He said, well, show us the Father. And Jesus said, I am in, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. And it sounds kind of funny, but that's exactly what's going to happen to you. Jesus will be in you today. So you're going to be different after today, and you'll never be able to go back. Jesus forever will be in your blood. And just imagine the good things you can do if you receive him, and you receive him a lot, where he's in your blood a lot. Now, very often, and you can ask your parents and godparents, because they probably know somebody. Very often we hear about somebody who was Catholic. They got their first communion, and they even sometimes went to Catholic school. But as they grew up, they became adults. They say, well, I used to be Catholic, but now I don't go to church. And in fact, I was thinking about that, and I was just reading in a magazine. And this is a magazine that somebody was talking about somebody making a film. And he talked about the person that was making the film. And this is what he said about him. He said he was born of Irish parents and raised in an Irish enclave in a working-class London. He was brought up in the church and attended Catholic schools as a child. And although he is no longer a practicing Catholic, the signs and symbols and language of a spiritual and cultural formation are indelibly inscribed on all his work. Now, I'm sorry, I know that had some big words in there, but it basically said that he must have had his first communion, and Jesus was in his blood, and even though he didn't go to church, it still was there. After you receive your first communion, you're going to always not feel right if you do something wrong. And you're always going to not feel right if you don't come to church, because you're going to have Jesus in your blood. And when you got Jesus in your blood, he's always calling you back here. Sometimes you don't want Jesus in your blood, because sometimes you're going to want to do something that's bad. Sometimes it's going to be hard. You might think it's hard to have Jesus in your blood, but it's not that hard, because he's going to be able to talk to you and help you with that. Sometimes it sounds like, Jesus, I don't want you in my blood. I'm going to forget that I got you in my blood. And you won't try to think about it. But no matter what you do, you're always going to remember that Jesus is in your blood. You're never going to be able to forget it ever, ever, ever again. So starting today, as we can all see, you guys are growing up a little bit. That's why you look so nice. And that's why the parents and us are so proud of you. And we feel so honored that you're here, because after today, you're going to be different. You're going to be a little bit more grown up. You're going to be a little bit more where it's going to be important for you to feel Jesus in your blood and for you to do that. And there's one more important thing that happens because Jesus is in our blood. He never, ever leaves you. You'll never, ever feel alone. So if something ever bad happens to you, you know Jesus is there and he'll be able to talk to you. If you ever feel sad, Jesus will be able to console you and make you feel better. And if you're ever scared, he'll be able to hold you. So when Jesus is in your blood, it'll be difficult for you to be bad, and you'll know that he's always with you. It's a really big step today, the first communion. Everybody kind of remembers their first communion. And it's a big step because, like I said, you grow up a little bit, and that's good. And so I want you today, I want you to remember something about your first communion, and I want you to save it. I want you to save it because we always save big events that happen in our lives. We have something to remember it by. I want you to save it. As I was talking to you guys, I was looking. Now, I've been around a lot, I'll tell you that. This is my rosary from my first communion. I still have it. And in there's a little tiny medal from my confirmation. I've held on to this for almost 60 years. Look at this little thing. I still have it from my first communion. That's what I want you to remember. This is a really important day. It's a big day for you. And I saved this for 60 years. That's how important today is for you. To get Jesus in your blood. All right, you guys can all go back to your seats, okay? Thanks.